Today, we're going to continue to talk about the subject of soul ties, and we'll begin by talking about the definition of soul ties, which is a knitting together of two or more people in a relationship, which can be a good or bad thing. I want to also bring out in this particular message that the devil really does attempt to deceive us through our relationships. And he does it to cause us to disobey God so that we will not fulfill our God-given purpose. So listen with us at this time, and I trust that God will bless you.
Hello, and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas, has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul," that was David, "that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul." Verse 3, "Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul." We're going to continue today to talk about understanding influences that affect our behavior. Now, a soul tie is the knitting together of two or more people in a relationship that can bring tremendous blessing or tremendous harm when not governed by the Word of God. In Proverbs chapter 13 and 20, it says, "He that walks with wise men shall become wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." A soul tie is a strong relationship between people and the influence that they have over each other's lives. And these relationships can be between couples, friends, co-workers, individuals that you respect and look to for guidance, even those you fellowship with in the church or in your community. Now, the truth is, we are all influenced by our relationships for good or for evil. For example, every parent knows that the other children in the neighborhood will influence their children. Therefore, they monitor who their children are playing with, and they decide if they're going to allow them to play with Johnny based upon his behavior and his reputation. Well, the Bible confirms that just like our children, we are all influenced by the associations and the people that we join hands with. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 24, it says, "Keep away from angry, short-tempered people, or you will learn to be just like them and endanger your soul." You see, for our protection against deception, our relationships must always be based upon the Word of God and not our own emotions or reasoning. The devil is always seeking to destroy us by influencing us by not being able to believe what the Word of God says. And that's how he brings deception into our lives. He will lie and say that what you're hearing is not the truth. And then he'll bring an individual into your life to discredit the Word of God. Now, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 3, Eve said to the devil, "The tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor you shall touch it, lest you die." And then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good from evil." What the devil does is he creates doubt concerning the Word of God. He brings distrust between us and God, distrust between us and God's leaders, so that we will not listen to what the Word of God has to say. Now, Jesus said this to the religious leaders in John 8 and 44. He said, "Your father, the devil, was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and he is the father of all life. Do you know that every day we are in spiritual warfare? The Bible tells us that in Ephesians chapter 6. And it says in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That word wiles in the Greek means the schemes, the trickery, the deception of the devil. And let me just say this. I've heard many messages coming up in the church that they say that the devil is stupid. They call him an idiot. But let me just tell you the truth. If he were stupid and an idiot, there wouldn't be so many people on their way to hell. There wouldn't be so many people deceived today. Let me tell you something. We are no match for the devil apart from the Word of God and the Holy Spirit in our lives. Only the Word of God has the ability to discern between the soul and the spirit. I want you to always remember this, that every relationship that we have with others always consists both of your spirit and your soul. The Bible says that we were created spirit, soul, and body. So we need to begin to understand ourselves. There is such a thin line between hearing the voice of God and hearing the voice of the enemy. Because of that reason, your soul is the seat of your emotions and the seat of your reasoning. Your spirit connects to the spirit realm, where there are two voices. And the Word of God is the key for us to know which voice we're actually hearing from. Amen. You know, there are different denominations who purely say, you know, you better just go by the Word of God. Don't go by any inner voice or anything like that, because you can be totally confused. Well, the Bible says that when God speaks, His children can hear His voice. Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. But let me say to you again, listen, whatever the Holy Spirit says, you're going to be able to confirm it in this book. Amen. He's not going to tell you to leave your husband and marry somebody else's husband. He's not going to tell you to go to sleep with somebody just because you love them. See, you need to understand that whatever God is saying to you can be verified in this book for our own protection. It says in Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of, listen, the soul and the spirit. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. See, only when we submit to the Bible can we discern if our soul has been deceived by our emotions and our feelings. A songwriter once wrote, there's nothing wrong with me loving you. And giving yourself to me could never be wrong if the love is true. Some of you have heard those words before. But that's not the Bible. That's not the Word of God. And I use those words because I can't tell you how many people I've had in my office over the years and saying to me, listen, yeah, we know what the Bible says, that we really shouldn't become intimate in our relationship, but we love each other, and there's nothing wrong with us expressing our love to each other. See, that's not the Bible. You can't go by your feelings alone. You have to go by what the Word of God says, because God will always confirm what the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now listen to what the Bible says in Hebrews 13 and 4. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. Whatever you do between you and your husband or you and your wife is absolutely fine with God. But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. That's the Word of God. But we love each other. Get married. That's God's answer. A soul tie will bring deception to do the opposite of what you previously knew was true from the Word of God. Adam knew that God had said to him regarding the tree of knowledge of good and evil, do not eat of the fruit of that tree. And he was determined not to disobey. But when Eve disobeyed God, she influenced her husband to eat, and he did. See, this is the power of soul ties. And that's why it's important for us to talk about this today. Because no matter what your intentions are, no matter how much you know the Word of God, a soul tie can influence you to disobey God and to go in a totally different direction. Maybe you don't even understand. The Bible says in Genesis 3 and 6 that Eve was convinced when she saw the fruit. She said, "How lovely and how fresh looking it is." And it was to make her so wise. So she ate some of the fruit and gave some to her husband, and he ate it too. Now, the consequences of Adam's decision plunge humanity into sin, heartache, and death. Let me give you another example. God promised Abraham and Sarah a child. But when much time passed by, Sarah influenced her husband to have a child through her maid. In Genesis chapter 16 and 2, Sarah said to Abraham, "See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I will obtain children by her." And Abraham heeded the voice of Sarah. Sarah soon realized that she had made the wrong decision, but it was too late. In verse 5 of chapter 16, it says, Sarah said to Abraham, "My wrong be upon thee, for I have given my maid into your bosom." And she saw that she had conceived, and then I became despised in her eyes. See, when we get ahead of God and allow ourselves to be influenced by those closest to us, there will always be consequences and heartache.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Middle East crisis today is a result of the influence of a soul tie that led to a wrong decision. Isaac and Ishmael, they are still fighting over the inheritance of their father. For Isaac and Ishmael were Abraham's children. It is possible to come under the influence and control of others when we're open to them in a relationship. And the danger of relationships is that those relationships can supersede God's word and his will for our lives. You know, what's amazing is the power of a soul tie. Because this is how a person can feel one way today and later on completely change. I want to show that to you. I want you to turn with me to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 11. There are things about us, folks, that we don't completely understand. And that is why God wants us to submit to his word. Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. Oh, I wish I had someone to read today. Does anyone have a microphone? This is the Apostle Paul speaking about an incident that occurred with the Apostle Peter. Now, Peter, at this time, was in effect leading the church with the other apostles. And yet he was influenced by a soul tie to disobey the word of God. This is amazing what I'm saying to you folks. Because if the Apostle Peter can be deceived, you can be deceived. When God chose to bring the Gentiles in to the family of God officially, he sent the Apostle Peter to the house of Cornelius to preach the gospel. And when Peter preached the gospel, the Bible says the Holy Spirit fell on all of those that were in the building. Peter went back to the Council of Jerusalem, and Peter said to the Jewish brethren, they were all Christians, the first Christians were all Jews. This is before Gentiles were accepted in the church. God used Peter, as I'm saying, to introduce this. And Peter says, listen, this is what happened. I just followed what God told me to do. He said, go to this man's house, preach the gospel. And as I did, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just like he fell upon us. So therefore, men and brethren, I am suggesting that God has called the Gentiles to be saved just like us. Peter is the one who introduced this to the church. But now, later on, we find out in Galatia that when Peter came to Antioch, he began by talking and fellowshipping with the Christian Gentiles. But when some of his Jewish friends came from Jerusalem, he would no longer fellowship with the Gentile saints. Why? Because of the influence of a soul tie. It says here, afterwards, when some of his Jewish friends came, he wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore because he was afraid of what these Jewish legalists would say, who insisted that the circumcision was still necessary for salvation. Listen to this. And then all the other Jewish Christians, even Barnabas, became hypocrites too, following Peter's example when they knew certainly better. Folks, people can influence you when you know the truth. This is what happened to the Apostle Peter. This is what happened to Barnabas. Thank God for Paul, who stood up and said, listen, this is not the word of God. You're wrong. This is not what the Bible says. See, the Bible must be our source of truth. It can't be your emotions. It can't be your feelings. What does the Bible say? Well, the Bible says that we are all equal in God's sight. And that God had not said that Gentiles should be circumcised. You see, it's important for us to understand that one of the devil's chief strategies against us and against the strongest Christians is to influence us through soul ties to disobey God. Now, God has provided us with a principle of influence. And we talked about this last time. Turn with me to Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. Everybody turn there. Come on. Let's focus on verse 16. Because this reveals how submission to others emotionally can bring us under their control. It says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. Now the word yield there in the Greek means to give way as required. Many times to keep a relationship, we give way. We yield to what people are saying, even though we may feel in our heart, this is not right. This is not scriptural. You see, often we respect people and we admire people, and therefore it's easy for us to be influenced by their emotions, by their grievances, by their gossip. This is something the Church of Jesus Christ needs to understand. Because when we come under the influence of their offenses, because an offense carries with it a spiritual bondage, we can come under the influence of their spirit. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 34, Jesus said in a parable regarding a man who failed to forgive, he said his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. And then he said in verse 35, so my heavenly Father will do also to you if you forgive not from your heart. Now, that word torturer in the Greek means tormentor. Now, listen to the definition. It means to bring mental distress and pain by going over a matter and to keep bringing it up over and over again. individuals, when they are hurt, if they do not do Matthew 18 and discuss with the people who offended them, as Jesus said, then a spirit will come to torment them. And what this spirit does is it brings mental distress and pain to them. And they will bring up the matter again and again and again. Why? That's the symptom of an influence, a spiritual influence over their life. They just can't get over it. Now hear me what I'm saying, people. You know yourself, there are people that when people are wounded or hurt that you've known in the past, when they talk to you, sometimes every time they see you, they tell you what somebody else did to them. They tell you how they were offended by someone else. And you want to say, well, just get over it. Well, what's the problem? What the problem is they have not obeyed God. They have not done Matthew 18. The Bible says, if you are offended, go to your brother. Go to your sister and tell them of the offense. So that you can gain your brother and your sister back. That is the scriptural way. For you to leave without rectifying any type of mending, without sharing, as the scripture says, will bring a spiritual influence on your life that will begin to torment you. This is exactly what Jesus was saying. It goes on to say that word tormented in the Greek, it means to afflict and to bring sleeplessness. How many people have trouble sleeping at night thinking about the things that people have done to them? Unforgiveness brings mental distress and insomnia. And it is totally scriptural. There is a spirit behind an offense. And you can receive a transference of that spirit when you continually listen to the offenses of others. Now, I want to let you know today that God will judge us based on what we say. And the devil is out to destroy every single one of us. He does not want us to fulfill God's destiny for our life. That's why if you're offended, you must go to those people. Don't wait. You need to go and say, look, this has happened to me, and this is how it's made me feel. And I'm sharing with you because I want us to be reconciled together. Listen, a natural response to being hurt is judging other people. It's speaking against others. But listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 7:1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be used against you. In Ephesians chapter 4:31, it says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Let's look at the words evil speaking. The words evil speaking actually mean blasphemy. Blasphemy is slander against God and against others. The word malice there means words spoken and actions done to intentionally harm others. Now, people may say, well, I'm not trying to harm someone else when I say things about them and what they've done, but that's exactly what you're doing. You're harming people when you speak behind their back. You're harming people when you're offended and you continue to speak of that offense without even giving the other person the opportunity to say, forgive me. And now you must forgive him because this is what the scripture says. The devil uses these things to attack us all. And that's why we must not fall prey to this.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part 3 from the Soul Ties series. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you. You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.